Welcome to OFB FPL, your place for premium FPL content.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Welcome back to OFB FPL. I am your host, Kwan. You know, we're here for our usual FPL talk. So let me not take any longer. Let's get into it. So first up, you all know how it goes. The game review, right? Where we review our sides game week points. So average was 59 this game week, and we finished 7 points above average, right? The 66, right? Standouts was Guaita, Trippier, Cancelo, and White with clean sheets, Martinelli with a goal, Edouard with a goal. And, well, we kept in Haaland, but yeah, he didn't play, as you all knew. And it went on to Salah, because he's our vice-captain, so we got the 14 points. We have a disappointment in Foden and Zaha and Mitrovic, but so let's go. Right? It's kind of disappointing that Foden now has benched twice in a row. And he's something we're going to talk about later on in the show. So that's it with the game review. Let's move on. Right. Next up is the watch list. So you all know how our watch list goes. Right. We have some of the top players in our listing that you all could maybe give you all to watch on public transferring and whatnot. So we can keep an eye on. Right. So Miguel Almirón stays at top of the list. Right, with 12 points in game week 14, his form right now is truly something to see, you know, because he always had that promise, and now we've seen that he's building on that promise. Right, next up is Callum Wilson. He got 19 points in game week 14. 19 points, yes, I said 19 points. I believe it was 2 goals and 2 assists, which is really great from the Newcastle forward. Right, remains to be seen what he gets into him with 15, right? Where he plays Southampton. Interesting. Right, you have a new addition to the list. Kevin De Bruyne, so far, has returned twice in the last 2 games. He has 9 in gaming 13 and 11 in gaming 14. So he was added to the list. He was one of the buy options we told you all to buy last game week. I hope you all bought him in. Right. Leandro Trossard, right, has moved up a spot because, you know, he returned again. So that's twice against two of the top six, which is Man City and Chelsea, right, with a goal apiece. And last on the table is Harry Kane, who blanked in game week 14, which was kind of shocking. And we'll see how it goes in game week 15. Maybe he'll drop out. Because they have Liverpool, and I don't know, Liverpool forms this spotty, patchy. So who knows? Maybe Kane, but even Tottenham form kind of patchy and spotty. So, oh well. So next up is keep, buy, sell. So you all know how this goes. We give you all 3 options in each section, right? We recommend. And y'all could take our recommendations or y'all could not. It's all up to y'all, but I mean, they bring in any points, right? So first up is keep, right? So we have keep Leandro Trossard on the list first, right? Leandro Trossard, as I said before, on the watch list, he returned 7 points in the last 2 game weeks each. Right, against the two of the big boys. Next up, he has Wolves and Aston Villa before the World Cup break. Right, but as you guys know, both teams, their form has been all over the place, and those are 2 fixtures that we think Leandro Trossard could return in. So we think he should be a keep. for those two games, not just the one game, for both games. And we expecting to return because Brighton just won their first game under De Zerbi, and we expecting it to keep for them to keep going. So next up is Bukayo Saka. Yes, we know that Saka limped off against Forest, but he was in training today, right? I saw it on Twitter earlier today. He was back in training, so I think he should be a keep. As you can see, his two fixtures, he can return in. Next fixtures would be Chelsea and Wolves. Chelsea, their form, also just like Tottenham and Liverpool, has been all over the place, right? It's possible they could see in this game. I really want them to, but it's possible. And then, well, same with Wolves. So that is nice, two nice fixtures we think you should keep him for right before the World Cup break. And then last on the list is Erling Haaland. So yes, we know Erling Haaland is injured. Well, was injured according to Pep. Well, even though he missed out today against Sevilla, Pep said he should be back at the weekend for Fulham. I saw a lot of you all are selling him for Harry Kane, which I find is kind of weird. But Erling Haaland will be back this weekend according to Pep. Once Pep is not playing any mind games with us, but you know you like to play, Erling Haaland should be back. And he's a big keep because you see those fixtures is easy fixtures, man. Easy fixtures. He should return against Fulham and Brentford. So look out for some points in game weeks, because we are going to. Right, next up, next part is bye. So first up on the bye, we have Callum Wilson. Well, you all know Callum Wilson's form for a moment. I explained it on the watch list, right? I know a lot of people will be looking for two new replacements, right? He is one you should look at. Southampton is... He could more than score against Southampton. And he could, and it's even possible for him to score against Chelsea. Right? So he should be one y'all should be looking at. Right? He's a nice option to bring in. Right? And yeah, that's your 20 placement right there. You shouldn't look any further than Callum Wilson. Right? Next up, right, is Marcus Rashford. Rashford returned in the last game against, I believe it was Aston Villa, right? I believe. No, West Ham, sorry, that's my bad. Right? He got 8 points in that game. Rashford this season has been looking like he is back to his old self, where he's scoring consistently. So he should be a nice pick going forward, right? And next up is actually Aston Villa and then Fulham, both games that he could score in. As you all know, Aston Villa and Fulham doesn't have great form. And we expect Rashford to get some kind of returns from these two games. So we think this is a good buy option, right? If you're looking for a midfielder who's a striker who's played out of position in the game as a midfielder, then look no further as for Marcus Rashford. And last up on the buy list is Connor Cody. Right, Connor Cody plays for Everton, as you all know. Everton has two clean sheets in the last two games, which is really good for this Everton team. So far this season, they have been solid defensively. Right, and then next up for them is Leicester and Bournemouth. I think in those games, it's possible for them to keep a clean sheet. It's really, really possible because they kept out Mitrovic and Andreas Pereira on the weekend, who a lot of people thought they would have scored or probably assisted. They would have probably get some kind of points from those two guys, and they kept them out. And Frank Lampard has them doing well this season for the squad he has. So Connor Cody is a solid option if you're looking to bring in, if you're looking to buy a defender, if you're looking for a defender, Connor Cody is a man. right? And last but not least on this segment is sell, right? So stop. Who else but Ivan Toney? This guy has a yellow card, right? Well, has 5 yellow cards. So the game that a lot of people brought him in for, which is Forest, he can't play, right? And then the game he's coming back for is Man City, which you don't know which you probably would have sold him for, or maybe kind of hope that he gets something from this game, from that game. But, right? So the juicy fixture that he really, really bought him in for, he can't play. So I think you should get him out. I spoke about of a quality replacement in Callum Wilson right before. So, no further. And that should be a switch. So, Ivan Toney out. Right? Next up, Phil Foden. You might be listening and saying, Kwan, what's going on with you? Why are you selling Phil Foden? Because Phil Foden, last 2 games, was benched. And then Pep brought him on both times, and he only got one point. So even when he comes on, you expect him to do something and kind of contribute, he isn't, right? And then today they play Sevilla and he played the full 90. So I'm fully expecting him to bench again against Fulham, right? And yes, I know Fulham and Brentford are great games and he might want to keep him and blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of hard to keep this guy who's over 8 million on your team and you're not sure if he's starting or not every game week, right? Because it seems like there's some kind of problem going on, right? So it's kind of tough to keep this guy in your team. I brought him in this game week here in my main team, in my personal team, and I feel like I regretted that. I should have brought in Miguel Almirón run instead, but so it's go. But I think he should be a sell. And last but not least on the list is Jared Bowen. Jared Bowen has not returned in about 3-4 matches. And I think his time is up, right? He's at the price point he is too much for him not to be returning at least every other game week, right? At least. And West Ham kind of going back into that state now where they kind of don't know what to do. How to play the best football or what. But now I think it's time for him to sell him. They have 2 fixtures which might be tricky for them in the form of Crystal Palace and Leicester, and I think it's now is the right time to get him out, right? As for who you want to replace him with, it's all up to you. I mean, Miguel Almirón is a great choice, and again, to save some cash if you already have him. Right. Next up, the differentials. Right. So you all know how the differential goes. Right. Is the person's TSB has to be below 10%. Well, 10% and below, I should say. So let's get into it. So I have some picks here for the differentials. You all might be like, Kwan, why have these people here in the picks? Because I feel it possible that they might return, right? And they're good. For me, I think they will return, right? So first up is Ruben Dias. Ruben Dias has 2 fixtures that he should be able to keep clean sheets in. If you're looking for a defender and you want, or you're looking for a next premium, right, in your defense at 5.9, or let me say you want to double up with Cancelo and Diaz for the cover in those 2 games, which Man City should get both clean sheets, then go right ahead, right? He'll give you a nice boost in your leagues and whatnot because he is below 10%, right? So he is a differential. So any little return you get from him will help you climb your table, right? Next up is Alexis McAllister, right? Brighton has hopefully turned a corner with the win against Chelsea here, right? Because that was this Derby's first win. I know Alexis McAllister doesn't have any turns and so on, so games, but Brighton have nice fixtures. And on 5.5, is not a bad. Yes, I know he could get Megan Almiron for around that price, but if you're looking for a next player who could possibly return in those two games, which is Wolves and Aston Villa, Alexis McAllister could be a guy. And last but not least on the list is Jordan Pickford. Right? You remember me like, Kwan, why you have Jordan Pickford here? Because Everton keeping clean sheets, duh. Right? And a lot of people have Kepa and Martinez as the keeper, and they probably be looking for a replacement because Kepa is not going to play against Arsenal. And Martinez is also injured. So, I think Jordan Pickford in those two games, in those next two games before the World Cup break, is one of the better goalkeeping options to have. He should give you clean sheets, both clean sheets in those games. But yeah, he's at 4.5. It's not bad. All right, you could do a direct swap for both keepers. All right, if you're lacking cash. So yeah, so that's it for tonight, guys. Hope you all enjoyed our short podcast. Right, if you're looking for any other little pointers, feel free to hit us up on our Twitter page at OFBFPL and our Instagram page at OFBFPL. Right, hope you all have a great game week. Green arrows, everyone, and peace out, man.